if you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way.
Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
So sad. Okay, she should play some music.
Close your eyes. Let the feeling of tranquility come over you. Your body is at one with the universe. Let it overtake you. Look for a safe place. Go to it.
I can't even fucking do it.
This like whole long drawn out fucking thing where I was gonna fucking whoa. Everything's falling apart. This whole long thing about being all meditative and shit. Fucking can't even do that. You shit. I fucking just woke up, yo. I fucking put this whole fucking show together in like 15 minutes. And I'm quite proud of myself because just proves how stupid all of these fucking shows that you listen to are. Because it takes absolutely no fucking skill at all to put one of these things together. Believe me, I believe I am a fucking dumb fuck. And fucking everybody else out there that takes pride in what they fucking do makes me wretch inside. Not really. Yeah, anyways. Oh God, the smell of this stuff. It makes me excited. Hold on. Ah, damn. I've been taking sleeping pills, yo. I've been having a hard time sleeping. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about drugs in my P.O. box. That shit's fucking got to stop, yo. We're going to read a Twitter follower email that I got the other day that kind of got me thinking, like, what is it all worth? We're going to also talk about aliases because I got to talking to somebody in my inner circle about the use of aliases and how I need to get one. And we're going to talk about that. I'm going to unveil my new alias. I know some of you out there think that that shit's hilarious, but let me tell you, an alias is very important, I think. I found this out just recently. You really got to have an alias. So I can't wait to talk about that. What do we got coming up? Fucking in the future here, and fucking we got so much stuff going on. We got no month. Wait, last week. If you tuned in last week, you probably heard me say No Monster Club is on this week. I fucked it up. This week we have Twin Peaks. Next week is not No Monster Club. Illest Citizen after that. Sunshine Moreau, Venus Lux. It's a band out of New York called Sounds Like. Papa's Kitchen, John L. Brooks, and a few other ones that I have lined up. We're working on scheduling some more. Just got an email from this other band's PR company asking when I can get them on the show. They're a little fucking band on the show as well. I'm excited about that. It's a new step in this fucking... Well, maybe I'll talk about that. It's kind of an interesting trip, I think. I'm not too sure because all of this I'm making up as I go along. But it is true. Tonight we do have Twin Peaks, the interview with Twin Peaks on the show. Awesome band out of Chicago. I think they are the future of what rock and roll is. And you're going to fucking love it. But before we get into that, we do have to talk about the drinking game. If at any point during this show, I or a guest or a song or you just hear a word that you deem profane, then you drink. If at any point you just want to drink, drink, because these fucking rules are made by me. I mean, seriously, who am I to impose any fucking rules on anybody? I am a nobody. I am not a role model. There is nothing cool about what I do. Anybody can do this shit, like I said. It is pure fucking self-indulging, ego-stroking that I do. kids, people of the universe, don't take fucking sleeping pills religiously, because you sleep till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you fucking look at this for the rest of the fucking day. It is not good. Lastly, if at any point you hear, oh fuck, I've been listening to the Turbo Fruits album, Butter. I just did this fucking post about them. I just went on and on and used the word fuck like 1,000 times. Can't stop listening to this. So if any point, I just really, really want to listen to it while I'm doing this show. If at any point you hear their track, Where the Stars Don't Shine, you drink. It gets better than that, yo. Let's get into music, though. We're running out of fucking time. We got a lot. We're going to answer your questions in the inbox. We're going to play some tracks from fucking our album of the day. Music picked by you, etc. Speaking of that, we got a request from a podcast downloader from Oregon wanting us to play this cat, Aiden Grimshaw. This is his track, Is This Love? Right after that, we'll catch up with more shit. You're Beneath Everything in motherfucking joy. It's true. The end of the world is near. We're all going to die.
Shadow looms over, covers me and I can't see. So you better move over, 'cause I can't breathe. And there's a fiery eye in the middle of the dark sea, and it's pulling me down, so I can't breathe. Write it down now, 'cause I can't speak. And it cuts like a knife in the cracks that I can't breathe. And you're pulling me down, so I can't breathe. And there's a fiery eye in the middle of the dark sea.
Tweeting. The tweeting gets me every time, fucking. That was Aiden Grimshaw with his track, Is This Love, a podcast downloader from Oregon.
asks us to play it, and that's how it works here. Head over to our blog, beneatheverything.com, and you can put your requests in, and we'll get it on. If you want to submit tracks to the show, it's all done there. Fucking, etc. I want to talk about sleeping pills here, but what I really want to do is just push this and fucking drink some more. Wow. I'm telling you, get that album. Links are on the blog, beneatheverything.com. I'll put it in even a playlist because fucking I'm probably going to play the whole thing by the time the show's fucking done. Okay, what did I want to talk about? Sleeping pills. Look, I've been taking these fucking sleeping pills for fucking days. And, you know, I think that they don't, like, really wear off. I think if you take, like, sleeping pills, like, 6 or 7 days in a row, just once a day, like, at night, like, you know, I've been taking them, like, religiously, like, around 2 in the morning, and then, like, by 3, I'm, like, fucking drooling, and then fucking, I pass out, and then it's, like, fucking noon, or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, like, a fucking slobber all over myself. Fucking face is a wreck. And I'm late for everything. Do I feel good though? Inside I feel all warm and fuzzy. And fucking, you know, fresh and anew. But I think that fucking it's not a wise idea for you fucking to do it. Just let me take care of it. Because you sleeping is okay, but fucking, if you have responsibilities and shit, you don't want to fucking do it. I'm telling you, it's just either you get two choices in this world: have responsibility or take fucking sleeping pills. It's just like a permanent fucking sleeping. I got in trouble the other day because fucking I was at dinner with the wifeable. And we were sitting at dinner. I'm not going to name the place because they're going to fucking probably sue me. Because not very many people like this guy mentioning this. I was sitting there eating and I was like, fucking falling asleep. Fucking at the wheel. Whoa. I really need to get new earphones. Fucking. Anyways, where was I? Sleeping pills. Just don't do it. You're going to fuck up. This is more, let's just play fucking stuff. If we're gonna get into the interview with Twin Peaks. And this is a band out of Chicago. I like them a lot. Fucking, they like play some, like, let's just fucking call it what it is. This is punk rock music. Rock music. You're gonna like these cats. You're gonna wanna check them out. You're gonna wanna check them out on Twitter. They're at Twin Peaks Dudes. And I think you just do that on Facebook and shit like that. But take a look. This is their track, not their music. This is a track that you guys. This is My Tiger, My Timing, and the track's Gold Rush. The interview coming up, Low Definition Movement, and we'll be answering your questions shortly after that. You're Beneath Everything. I'm still Ronnie Rucker. Enjoy. You
your heart, then it won't be long. And you bet your money, then your money is gone. Cause the West was war, but now it's all done. Stone is so far, so happy you can join us.
Thanks for tuning in. We got another interview for you guys. This week we have Twin Peaks from Chicago, I believe, on the show. Am I right, Chicago?
Yep.
Yes.
Right on. What's Chicago like? We here in Hawaii, you know, we have no sense of what's going on around the world. What's Chicago like?
Well, you know, we just got back from tour, so we got some perspective on that. I don't know. Chicago, I realize to me, is just big as fuck. It's just like a huge city with lots of residential neighborhoods. They all kind of got their own flavor going on based on who's living there, but it's just a bunch of residential neighborhoods. It's pretty chill all over the place. A lot to do.
Regarding sort of the music scene, it's pretty open-minded, and there are a lot of like really great basement shows and things like that, which is what we tend to prefer to play. And which is cool because we're not necessarily just playing with like garage rock bands or anything like that. We're kind of like, you know, there's a little more, there are things different, you know, different bands that we're playing with every kind of weekend, and it's good in that sense, too. It's just, like, really diverse in the sense of, like, music and things like that. So.
You guys, I had you guys featured on our blog, and I went and said you guys are, like, some sort of hybrid of, like, some lo-fi garage type of rock. Is that what you would consider yourself, or what do you consider yourself?
For me, I know that that's, you know, that's probably pretty spot on. I know I grew up listening to a lot of lo-fi punk bands, Jay Riotard, No Bunny, all that stuff. And, but I also like a lot of pop music, you know. I like old 60s pop. I like new pop. I don't know. I read that. I thought it was pretty spot on for me.
I sort of liked using the term heavy pop, which is, I think, kind of like a good description of who we are, but like, oh, there's totally a garage rock background there.
There's the vibe. The vibe's all there.
Yeah,
I like it a lot. Do you guys get to play a lot?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. And more, you know, as we're getting sort of older as a band, more and more, you know, and it's a lot of like DIY spaces. And you know, I think the bands that we're starting to play with are getting better too. Like we've just been invited to play with bands that we like a lot more too, which is really great. So
yeah. There's certainly a very odd gap when you're a 16-year-old playing in a garage rock band. And, you know, I grew up in a, I had a brother 3 years older than me. We played in a two-piece, and we got to play a lot of backyard shows, you know, DIY shows, house parties kind of stuff. And then when I started playing with a bunch of dudes my age when I was 16, it was a lot harder to, book those kind
of
shows.
Yeah, it could get really exclusive in a lot of the scenes, but once you're, like, kind of accepted, or once they've, like, kind of embraced you, it's just a blast. It's so much fun. So,
veterans, how long have you guys been playing?
Maybe like
two years probably, since we were probably 16, or like maybe a little under 16 or something like that. So
you were in the pre, like before we started this, you were mentioning how one of your guitar players is going to go off to school. I'm assuming you mean college. And how does that affect the band? Like, are all of you guys going to end up splitting?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting dynamic, because we're all kind of going to the West Coast for school. Coincidentally, three of us are going to Olympia, some college called Evergreen. So the plan is to keep playing as Twin Peaks as much as we can as a three piece, and we'll still have our dudes. They're going to be in closer to the LA area.
Yeah, I'll be in LA. I'll be right outside of LA. Clay will be in LA. But like when we get back on breaks and things like that, we're going to get back together and just play shows as much as possible.
The idea is just to keep it going. Keep absolutely going.
Dress up. A true spectacle of Mother Nature, the outback blaze breathed life into the tornado. Earlier this week at the remote Curtin Springs Station, about 300 kilometres southwest of Alice Springs, filmmaker Chris Tangy captured it all.
It was a dance of giants in front of me. I've never seen anything like it. It was awe-inspiring.
Station hands had been battling the fire for almost a week, but for 40 minutes they stopped and marvelled.
We saw a red tornado, a black one, a white one, and then several made of pure fire. It was 50 metres at its base of fire, spinning with fire, and it was actually picking up mulga trees.
The Territory's Bushfire Service says an extended dry spell in the region helped set the stage for the spectacular show.
24th of April was our last rainfall event.
And that, combined with a build-up of old growth, provided the perfect conditions. Roscoe Whalen, 7 News.
Yo, this is Twin Peaks on Beneath Everything Radio. Fucking it up with Ronnie Rucka. Yeah, Birdman, bitch.
Birdman, bitch. Fuck, man. These cats are fun. You're going to want to check them out. Links will be on the blog. It's the point of the show, though, where we answer questions that you guys sent us. You could send us through the email, through Twitter, fucking whatever way you want to. You can even snail mail that shit to us and give you the address later. Anyways, let's get into it. We answer your fucking questions. I ain't afraid. First question. Someone that's been on the show before. Wendy Summers. Wendy Summers, calm from Twitter. Why do you ask for questions? For this reason. So that I can answer them if you got one. Spoiler alert, she asked me if it would be okay if she used us in one of her crazy photo shoots. I said yes. I can't wait to show that to you guys. Next question, where does the sun go at night? This is from @musicgroup_. Where does the sun go at night? Well, it doesn't go anywhere. It really goes absolutely nowhere. The real question that you want to be asking yourself is, where do you go at night? That is the true question. Once you figure that out and come to grips with the fact that the sun goes absolutely nowhere, everything will be okay. Everything, I swear. Next question is from Tortilla Nazi. How do you make a difference? This is a tough one. I really don't know. I really don't believe people do make differences. I think we just go through life fucking existing and fucking whatever happens, happens, and whatever doesn't happen, doesn't happen. And in the end, it's just a big fucking joke. So you'd fucking turn on your fucking computer and you do a podcast/TV show and people just flock and fucking... I don't know. I really don't know a Tortilla Nazi. But I do know how to make a fucking tortilla. I'll make a tortilla like a mad motherfucking man. I'll make it up, put butter on it, and eat that shit. Next question is from @BananaNaFish. Do you think the moon landing was faked? Okay, first of all, I really don't like this question. It kind of makes my fucking blood boil a little bit because fucking... it's conspiracy shit, and you can get down for a conspiracy every once in a while, but truly, I don't think anything is fake. You know, if you're gonna fucking do something that's not real, like, if you're gonna fucking, like, for instance, religion, God is not real. But does that mean he's fake? No. He's not fake to many people. And he's actually something that people have made up, etc. Therefore, it's, you know, not fake. Nothing is fake. Is the show fake? No. But is it real? Debatable. You know? Nothing. Nothing is faked. So I would say, no, I don't. I do think that it's real. Fake. Last question is... from WF Robbie.
If you could change anything from your past, what would it be? Another tough one. Another tough one. I think I would have rather been born in a different time. I'm a firm believer of when you fucking are born is what makes your success. And I think if I was born like 10 years later or 10 years before that I was, I would be like a millionaire. But who fucking knows? This is the inbox. Got a question you want me to answer on the show, beneatheverythingradio@gmail.com is where you're going to want to send it, and or on Twitter, follow us at Beneath Radio, or you can put it on our blog, wherever you find it. What's up next? The album of the day. Every week we put on our blog, every day on during the week when I put on our blog, an album of the day. I tell you that I love it, and I tell you how to get it, and I banter on about shit. It's coming up. But I do want to talk about aliases. Inner Circle and I have been talking about coming up with an alias for me because we have decided that aliases are very important. You're not really a star. You don't have star power until you have an alias. So therefore, Ronnie Rucker will now have an alias. Ronnie Rucker's new alias is a Chinese man named Feng Chang. That's P-H-E-N-G Chang. C-H-E-N-G. Feng Chang. Feng Chang. Where does this all come from? Last week, or last night on the television show 2 weeks ago, I talked about fucking Sichuan. Got a lot of emails from Chinese people telling me that I'm rude. Therefore, I've decided to embrace the whole Chinese fucking culture and become Feng Chang. Alright? Alias is important. Get yourself one. That is failing. Anyways, let's get into it. Let's get into some tracks from the album of the days. We've got Dragonette. We got some Crazy Junk coming up, political discourse, and the movie review shortly after that. You're Beneath Everything. I'm still motherfucking Ronnie Rucker. Enjoy. Through the floor, it's a better plan by far.
before. It's a better plan by far to blow off the roof and let in the dark, let in the dark, dark, dark. So we better get started, started, started. Yeah, we better get started.
Political discourse, political discourse, political discourse, 2012.
Joining me now is a recent college grad, Max Rice. He voted for President Obama. So. Now he's unemployed and just moved out of his parents' home. Good morning to you, Max.
Well, hello, Miss USA. It's an honor.
Miss America.
I wish I could see you.
But close enough.
Miss America. This universe, in my book.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. Now, tell me your story. You believed in the hope and change of President Obama, and so you voted for him. And tell me about the next three and a half years.
I was a huge Obama supporter in 2008. I met him in third grade. Met him when I was little.
Okay. And why now are you supporting Mitt Romney?
What's your question?
Why now are you supporting Mitt Romney?
Why am I supporting Mitt Romney? It's actually a funny story. I lost a basketball game to a friend of mine, Alex Dern, who's a huge supporter of this show.
Okay, so it sounds like you're not being very serious.
But I'm also disappointed in the direction that Obama's taking this nation. But
in
yeah, I will
way?
Be casting my ballot for Mitt Romney.
Okay. Is it true that you had to go back and live with your parents after you graduated from college?
Oh yeah, after I went to college for a bit, I had to go back and live with my parents this summer. I'm back on my own. Independent, I'm on national TV. I feel like I'm doing good. It's an honor.
Okay, well, are you being serious about this interview or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't see your face right now. This is so weird.
All right. Well, actually, we're going to wrap this up now because I'm not so sure that you're actually being totally serious about...
Wait. Why not?
Yeah, I'm not sure that you're ready for prime time yet with this interview.
I'm not ready for prime time. I've been
political discourse, 2010. That's cool because like right now you have what one album out EP?
Yeah. I guess we're calling it our full length just because we like shorter albums, but you know.
Yeah, I said album EP because I don't have know the difference. They're all albums to me. You know, if it's two fucking tracks on it, I don't care what size it is. It's two tracks, it's an album. That's cool. So you guys are going to pretty much go on a hiatus here, kind of. Or like a kind of pause.
At first, that's what we thought it was going to be. But to a certain token, like we have some releases lined up for the spring that'll be, you know, a motivation for us all to keep our heads in the game until we get back together. We might do South by Southwest in March.
Yeah,
we've been talking to people in Austin. So, you know, I don't view it as like, I guess hiatus is the right term. Yeah, you're taking a little break, but then you come back to it. That's what hiatus is.
Plus, we just like booked our first couple of shows in Olympia too. So,
so you just got it together.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to interesting new, you know, things. I guess Chicago has been fantastic for us, but it's going to be good to like kind of send it somewhere else for a little bit.
Did you guys on a label or anything like that?
We're not like signed to anything, but we're putting out the Sunken, what we just self-released, is getting put out on a cassette label called Manic Static in the city, and we got a couple of releases lined up on one-off releases for the spring.
Yeah, one is going to be on like Saki Records, this record store. They're hoping to put together a new like a label, so they're offering us to do that. So that should be really good.
You guys feel like you need it, like with I mean, you guys are a young band. You guys probably have come up in an era where people aren't telling you if you're not signed, you're nothing. You know, like, yep. Right? Do you guys feel like you need that?
I would say absolutely not. Like, just because, I mean, we booked our own tour for like 20 days and, you know, we got there, we got back, we played good shows. There wasn't a label involved. Like, there might be better opportunities once you get to a label stage, which is absolutely true. But at this point, I think for our own self-enjoyment, there are like pros and cons to being on a label.
Realistically for me too, I know that like I can't get parent support to tour for another like 2-3 summers, like maybe that's one more. At a certain point, it's something I definitely want to start pushing more and trying to make happen because once you get support, it's really touring where you need money.
Right. But the fact that it is possible without it, though, means that you don't need it. Yeah. But it could be a beneficial thing to have, but the fact you just don't need it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
You do have this EP, Sunken, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we like to do here is we play this game, Who's Cooler? Mark, the intern, listens to the album, and I listen to the album, and I'm going to tell you which track I like the most, and I'm going to tell you which one he picked the most, and you're going to tell me who's cooler by the song that we picked.
Okay.
And before I tell you the thing, do not be afraid to say I'm not cool or that Mark is cool, because okay. I lose often. I lose often. Okay. So if you would have read the post, the Farmer's Market one, at that point I said Fast Eddie was my favorite. And so I had to throw that out because I had already made that statement, right? So it would just been like, you know, common knowledge by now. So I went with another one. I picked Irene as my favorite. Mark the intern picked Out of Commission as his favorite. Who was cooler?
Mark.
That's what I thought. He's over there smiling. You know, I thought I would lose on this one because he came with that one first. I was like, oh, fuck.
Okay. No, that's a song we've been playing for probably close to 2 years. Like the, you know, that's
been a favorite for
that's
sure.
That's the go-to song right there. It's just funny that's the one. That's the song.
Yeah, that's the one that if like we're playing to a new audience and they haven't quite gotten it yet, when we play that one, it's like then people are boogieing or whatever. So
yeah, but I fuck with you, dude. The production on Irene is
Irene,
certainly
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Most full, if that's where you're coming from, dude. I feel that.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Mark
still
the cool.
Yeah,
you're not as cool.
Hey, bitch. What's up? You know, I'd really like to do that, but I don't have any fucking money. Like, I don't have any fucking money.
Hey, bitch. Do you really, really, really want to go hard? Go in the crib. Show, but don't be on some hoe shit. Bounce with something cute on.
this is Ronnie Rucker, and this is the movie review.
The final mission to save mankind has failed. The 70-mile-wide asteroid known as Matilda is set to collide with Earth in exactly 3 weeks' time, and we'll be bringing you our countdown to the end of days, along with all your classic rock favorites.
Feel free to wear your casual Friday clothing pretty much any day of the week. And if anyone wants to be CFO, anyone?
So, what are you doing with the rest of your life?
Catching up on some me time, find God.
Okay, so you get it. I saw this movie fucking in German this time. German? Called Seeking a Friend, Friday, the End of the World. Usually I shit on movies, but this one is really fucking good. You're going to want to go fucking spend all of your money on this. You're going to want to pay extra to see this. It's good. It's funny in a dark kind of way, but it's really good. I don't know. I suggest you all get it into your life. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Do it. Domino. I've been sold. Okay. You know that Keira Knightley chick? I was excited about that movie Domino when it was coming out like a long time ago, and ever since we went and saw that and it ended up being a fucking dud, everybody in the circle loves to say Domino like that when fucking that bitch is fucking, you know, on TV or on the fucking whatever. Like right now, somebody in the inner circle is listening to this and saying to themselves Domino over and over again. Check that movie out and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyways, we are pressed for time. TV viewers, you're going to get cut short again. I don't know what to fucking say. But okay, this is a buzzkill. I just want to talk about lucid dreams that you get when you take fucking sleeping pills. I'm telling you, lucid fucking dreams, like you're fucking there in another fucking world. I had a dream the other day, and like lucid, like you fucking remember them, like remember them. I had this dream. It was about dick fucking, and I know that this sounds really fucking weird. And like I said, don't take sleeping pills because you're gonna have dick fucking dreams. And when I mean dick fucking, I mean somebody taking their dick and sticking it into another person's dick, like a dick into a dick hole, kind of like a catheter. I know this is gross. And it's probably going to be, like, the worst fucking nightmare that you guys will ever have. Believe me, I wish I never fucking had this dream over and over and over again. Been having it a lot. Dicks going into dicks. Don't take sleeping pills. You will have the dick going into a dick dream. And it's over and over and over again. Oh, my God. I keep thinking about it now. You will think about it now. You're getting sleepy. You want to think about dicks going into other dicks. The president is still black, and he'll guaranteed be black for another fucking 4 years. Who knows even more, because the 47% of us that are fucking mooching motherfuckers say, fuck yourself. That's what I think about that. Okay, people watching on TV, this is going to get cut off pretty short. So if you're interested in seeing the whole interview, getting the playlist, and more, head over to our blog. There's a lot going on over there, beneatheverything.com. You're going to want to subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you want to do it. You're going to want to tune in every Friday at 12:30 in the morning, right after Shaka Talk on the Lello Channel 52, and get us. We are here to stay. There's nothing going to stop us from doing this. You can't stop us. Apparently you can't. I've had dicks on the fucking swinging around on the show and you can't stop it. Ugh, God. Those of you listening to the podcast, there's much more. Now, let's just get into it. This is fucking Beneath Everything. We do a fucking music block every fucking week. We do it by request. This week, a Twitter follower. I'm a spider pirate. I am a S-P-I-D-E-R pirate, one word, on Twitter, says they are the best band ever. And you hear that? That means there's only 5 more minutes left to go. So those of you watching on TV, you guys are going to get cut off. Those of you listening to the podcast, no worries. There's still a lot more to come. More of the interview with Twin Peaks and a lot more. Shout out to everybody on the Twitter fucking blowing us up and getting their message out. I really dig it. It's interactive, bitches. This is Mariana's Trench. So track Desert Measures. You're beneath everything. I'm still motherfucking rocker. Rocker. Fing Ching!
Heartthrob out of me, just a bit of minor surgery. These desperate times call for desperate measures. I'll give you something to cry about, show some skin and would be cachet. How could you let this get to desperate measures now? For a first kinda drastic, trust us, you just fell off the bus, baby. I can't let this go. I can't let this go. I can't let this go. When I got you right where I want you, I've been pushing for this.
Unicorns overrated?
Nah, not anymore. Yeah, I don't think about them too much. They don't really come into context.
People might be talking about unicorns in Chicago.
But
the thought
dude,
of,
it's
like,
also
the
gnarly, dude. Fuck that. I think unicorns are raw as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, they're raw, but like at the same time, there's raw things.
Minotaurs.
Griffins are pretty sweet.
Minotaurs are cool too.
Griffins are, cool. I don't know, lions with wings.
Plus, yeah,
that's
if I was
that, that's way better. That's what he's, the dude's got one horn, and that's all he's got. You know. Also, why is it a unicorn if it's a horn and it's not a corn?
Yeah, that dude is so true.
I didn't even think about that.
I never thought of that.
So yes, my answer is yes.
All right, maybe.
I mean, when it's up against a minotaur or griffin.
Yeah, griffins, dude. Yeah. Griffins.
It's a minotaur. Minotaur is awesome.
Yeah,
like
minotaur.
A horse with a human.
Dude, that's
with
crazy.
Long hair on it. You know, it's
so.
I don't know though, but there. I'm not done with the Game of Thrones series. You know. Finished. There's no unicorns in them yet, so maybe they're underrated.
Stay
you know
tuned,
I mean?
Bro. Stay tuned.
Underrated.
Wow.
If they're not in the book.
Yeah, that would be a step up.
Yeah.
Favorite alcoholic beverages?
I don't have to drink.
Yeah. No, I like Bruce.
PBI.
Just Bruce. Yeah. I like IPAs. Yeah, I like most IPAs. Chicago 312, Honker's Ale. It's good. If you ever find it in Hawaii, Chicago 312, Honker's Ale.
Pabst Blue Ribbon!
You guys ever been so drunk you fell down?
Yeah. Of course.
Last night. Maybe.
I started the night on the floor. Just to start off. I just figure I'll just lay down and start. What's your favorite curse word?
Probably shit is pretty good. Shit's good. Shit is good. Shit is like good. That one. Yeah.
Balls. That's not like a curse word, but like that's a funny
that's
one.
Word, yeah. What are the weirdest things about you guys?
Oh man. That's a question. This is really weird. I used to have a problem with whipping out my dick in the couple of years of high school. I thought it was really funny to whip out my dick all the time. I'd be like, yo, guys, want to see something funny? And my dick would be out, and I'd be shaking it around. So that was really weird.
That was weird.
I wish I had shared that, but you asked. So.
That's borderline creepy, bro, but we'll go with weird.
It was a weird phase. You probably would have been doing it right now.
Yeah. Who knows?
Right on.
I had shingles. That was weird.
Oh, that's a weird phase.
That's it. I can't even compare with those two. Though. Well, no, shingles isn't weird.
Shingles is pretty weird.
That's an odd one. That's an odd one. Not everybody gets that.
Just, yeah, it's like, whoa.
There's something about you that you get it. Yeah, that's cool. Only you, bro. Only you. No, I know a few people. It's not like it's crabs, like where everybody can get it. It's like you got to be under stress or some shit like that. Yeah? If people want to find you online, where do they go?
You should go to twinpeaksmusic.blogspot.com probably. Because that also has like a link to the
that'll get you everywhere you need to go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good starting point. Twinpeaksmusic.blogspot.com.
Yeah. You guys are gonna want to update the Facebook thing on there, by the way.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you I switched the Facebook.
What's next for you guys? What's coming up besides you guys hiatus?
In the spring, we'll be doing South By, hopefully. I shouldn't speak too soon, but I have 90% chance we'll be doing South By Southwest. We'll be putting out 2 7-inch splits with one with the Orwells.
The tape coming
out
in September. And then I guess, like, in Chicago, as in terms of, like, really soon, we have a show with Naomi Punk from Washington, who's amazing. And that's on Saturday. And then on Friday, we have another show. Not exactly sure who we're playing with yet. I think we're playing with the Orwells for sure, though. But those are like the closest things that we're excited about right now.
Is there anything that you'd like to tell the world and the people of Hawaii before I let you go?
Hawaii!
Be good to one another. Or what is that from Bill and Ted? It's, be excellent to each other and party on, dude.
Yeah,
that's pretty
good.
That really sums up Twin Peaks.
Be excellent
for us.
To each other and party on, dudes.
That's really Twin Peaks for you right there.
And hang loose.
Yeah.
And teach me how to surf. Get me out there to Hawaii.
Yeah, let's chill in Hawaii.
heart beside you down and around and around. Just another piece till you need another sound.
Time because the good people on TV have been cut off a while ago and there's a time restraint. It doesn't really apply to fucking the podcast and shit because that's what makes fucking this medium. And I use that word very loosely because if you've been listening to the whole show, which I trust you have been if you're listening to the podcast, because it would be really fucking weird if you, like, turned on a podcast, like, started one, and then went to, like, the last 5 minutes and then started listening. Strange. Awkward. Very weird. Yeah. So, they're gone. And, yeah, if you're interested in getting the full interview with Twin Peaks, the playlist, etc., it'll all be on our blog, beneatheverything.com. If you got tracks you want to submit to the show, it's quite easily. It's all done there. You got a request, you want to power our playlist, you can do that as well. It's very simple. Yeah, so I'm guessing right now you are the good people on Stitcher and on fucking Rip Radio Network, on iTunes, etc., that are fucking listening. And yeah, for you, I'm going to fucking drink a little more.
Mama told me she would smack my face. She said I might go blind. I wanna go to where the stars don't shine. Where the stars don't shine.
Okay, that's the Turbo Fruits. Their new album is called Butter. If you're into rock, fuck you. You're gonna wanna get that fucking album. It is fucking amazing. It is fucking rock the way it should be done. You need to get it into your fucking lives. Do it. Anyways, thanks for listening. We've got one more track here for you. Let's get into it so we can get on to next week. This is Ty Segall. Let's check the hill. Enjoy.
Take a walk to the streets that lie here, to the town, looking left, to the city, looking right out, to the gear, to the lights, to the movement, to the lights that are thundering down, 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 they are thundering down. Here we will stand, knowing we can. Why are we all the children? Open my eyes, upon the sand. We are children still, still. And when you're here, take my hand. And we'll go into the gear to disappear.
Another fucking week's worth of Beneath Everything. If you want more, you get over to our blog, beneatheverything.com, where you'll see everything we do during the week, etc. If you want to watch this on TV, it streams online every Friday at 3:30 a.m. Pacific Time, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time, every Friday morning. You can get that shit into your life. Follow us on Twitter at Beneath Radio and tell a friend about us. Anyways, this has been fun. I'm now going to fucking do something fucking I'm gonna regret. Probably. It's Friday, y'all. Have fun. Be safe. Peace. If you are out there spreading that stuff, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. You are a fucking idiot. Sarah, I got your other email. I got your address. The production notes and it's signed is on its way. Look at me doing a dance. It's me, Ronnie Rucker, doing a dance with my mask on.
That's so sad. Okay, just to play some music.